Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business. He make a lot of moves. We talking Scott Catoon. I'm saying wait a minute.
Welcome back to the Showcase Studio here at WGN Radio. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. That is my favorite song, and this is Technori Live at WGN Radio. We've been talking about Salesforce Pitch Event, which is Tuesday, their base camp event. And I figured, you know what, why not get a glimpse from the other side of the coin here? So we've got one of the presenters and is also a friend of mine, also a presenter at other Technori events, Stella Shalu, the founder and CEO of WeSolve. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you for having me.
So I've had you on the podcast. I've had you at the stage at Chase. And now we've got you here in the Showcase studio. I don't know.
Circle.
We're running out of things to put you on, I think.
This is awesome.
I don't know what else we've got. You know, I think, you know, we've got kind of a short segment here. I want to make sure that first and foremost, we find out what WeSolve is. I want a personal update on what you guys have been up to in the last few months since we had you on the Showcase. So why don't we start off with what is WeSolve?
So WeSolve is a platform that connects talented and diverse candidates from across the nation to each other and then to companies to solve real business challenges, giving those students an opportunity to get real experiential learning and access to these companies, and then helping companies get much more enhanced access to diverse candidates and then performance data to make better hiring decisions.
So is it safe to say that our friends at Hunt Club who are sitting out in the green room, that this was a timely conversation for you?
It was definitely. It was really interesting to learn about what we were both doing. We're like, aha, we both see this issue and we're both attacking it from really creative.
I see it all the time. And we've actually had, I'm blanking right now on who the guest we had on the podcast about 2 weeks ago who was talking about this. But the general takeaway from it was, is that you can't have, you can't put diversity numbers in it and just, you know, it was Norify. It was Shaniqua Davis.
Yep.
We were talking about the fact that you can't just plug in people and expect that they're going to, you're going to be able to hire and everyone's going to work well together. And it's just going to be seamless because, you know, I said so. It doesn't work that way. And if you want to have a really diverse, culturally positive organization, you need to tap into everyone's network. And that means tapping into the, if it's a minority hire, then you need to know who their friends are and have them suggest people to work with. You don't just put people next to each other. Well, boy, 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 girl, minority, minority.
Or you don't just go to the same four or five locations that you've been going. You need to expand that reach, you know, widen the net.
Yes.
Because there are talented and diverse candidates in so many places.
You know what's funny? I wish we had all day because I'm serious because this is one of those topics that kind of drives me nuts because the reality is it's not even just about minority and gender hiring. We have this problem with major corporations in just hiring period. And they always take this like really high complicated approach to things where we recruit from Notre Dame, Indiana, you know, whatever the schools are, and they only get the same talent pool again and again. And it's like this company walks in, I meet them, it's like
the whole... Bunch of clones.
Yeah, it's a bunch of clones. And there's no, like, and that's not even, we're not talking about minority or gender. That's just a bunch of, like, they can look however they look. They are the same person.
Type. And that is exactly what WeSolve is aiming to solve. It wasn't that WeSolve, you know, set out to say, we're going to fix this diversity issue. We set out to fix the hiring issue, help you make better hiring decisions that are less
biased. It doesn't have to be so hard. They make it so hard.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my goodness. So like walk me through quickly on how does it exactly work? Like what is the difference between this and say anything, I guess?
Yeah. So the way it works is because we have partner universities and students from over 50 top MBAs, we have reach through our platform to a broad network. Students are able to get on the platform, find other students to network and engage with, and then sort through projects based on their interests, companies, skill sets that they're trying to learn, and create teams to work on these real projects. And then through the platform, they're able to engage, submit deliverables, and work with these companies and really see, is that a company I'd want to work for? Two, get resume building experience. And then three, leverage that to get hired in the process.
I love to see, and it's not new. I mean, obviously social network and things like that. Everyone's using networks, but I feel like, you know, social media built the networks or at least took the networks of human, you know, the on the ground networks and made them digital. I love to see all these startups now that are building their platforms on top of the network dynamic system.
Yeah.
It's so brilliant because you can learn. You know, truthfully, if you think about your, and for those of you listening, if you think about the last time you did an interview or you hired somebody for your company and you had to ask all these really weird questions that all of us were like, I don't know if that's personal or not. Like I have to answer because I'm on a job interview, whatever. You can look at their network And no, the answer to 90% of the questions, like where do they go to school? What is their personality type like? Who are their friends? Where do they work? You can find it all out.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so brilliant is you can tie people together, you know, almost seamlessly. It's great.
Yeah.
Well, on that thing, there's two pieces I want to talk about. This is one is going to be, could go on for days, but I just want to tap into it quickly because we've got you. We talk about gender and minority, and you are taking the spot of as a female founder as well as a minority female founder. What has it been like in Chicago for you as far as developing and growing this company and sort of, you know, just overall, what's your experience? What's your feeling on what we need to do to make it better?
I feel like there's two sides of the coin. So here in, and in Chicago, I feel like there's such a strong startup network. We're a community all trying to help each other out. And I really see that being a little bit different than what I've experienced, you know, from my home, Silicon Valley. But as a diverse founder, I'm not going to lie, there's just some challenges. There's some hardships. You're kind of going against, you know, what that typical image of what a founder looks like, sounds like, and where they come from. And so, you know, that's just a challenge that I think as more and more diverse founders, you know, become more visible, we're going to have to overcome.
Well, and as a plain white guy sitting in this chair, it's easy for me to be like, oh, well, here's my opinion on this. But in truth, I said this the other day at Technoria event last Tuesday, which was all dedicated to female founders. I love that we have a couple of problems here. And I know people don't, you know, there's suffering on the other side of this, no doubt. But I love that we have problems that we can solve because it means that we can make Chicago the best. It's an opportunity for us to build a community that is the most inclusive, the most diverse community, because we can build it from the ground up because it doesn't exist anywhere
else.
Exactly. So I'm super excited to actually like.
And that's one of the reasons why I decided to stay here instead of going back home to San Jose and build a tech company. I felt like there was a real opportunity to build something from the ground up with a community that's really looking to build something strong.
Well, I got
to
tell you, if Rahm Emanuel's listening, he's very happy to hear that. he and Kurt Summers have been all over the place talking about what do we have to do. In fact, this last week, Rahm Emanuel, we mentioned before, Bill Finup, M-Hub, and Kevin Willer, who was the former CEO of 1871, they're actually in Boston this week speaking at Harvard and MIT about why you should send your students to Chicago. So this is just another reason. I'm glad that you're evidence of why you should come to Chicago, because there's a lot of really cool things going on and a huge community that I like to think that our tech community, maybe more so than any other spot in Chicago, takes everyone.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you have talent and you're ready to work hard, you're welcome all day.
Definitely.
So before we let you go here, I want to pivot real quick to, you've got Tuesday's event. You're presenting at the Basecamp Small Business Pitch Contest.
Yep, super excited.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about what it's like to be on stage? I'm used to being on stage and bringing you on stage. I'm not used to being there, having everyone watch to see what I'm going to say.
It's so interesting. People are like, oh, you've pitched a million times. This should be so easy. Every pitch is different. I feel like I'm starting from scratch every time I have to prepare for a pitch.
Well, because your company's growing so fast in the startup world.
Things
it's not
are
like,
changing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's what I said, you know, 2 months ago is not the message that I want to give now. So, and then too, it's pretty nerve wracking to be basically unveiling your baby to the world to have them, you know, evaluate and judge it. So it's a little bit of a stressful moment, but at the same time, it's really exciting and exhilarating to be talking about the thing that, you know, I spend the most time doing, the thing I care the most about right now is building this company and this venture. And so.
So I want to ask you, you mentioned this, you're talking about having to say this in a different way. It's like a brand new company because last time what you promised is not what you're promising this time. This is one of the things that I think the people who are watching the show, listening to the show, watching in the window right now, have a question about startups is they feel like it's always some new thing and you're talking about like a whole, you spin a different yarn every time you tell the story. And as a startup founder and as a person who's been through this and also yourself, tell me a little bit about why and how it's so important that you sort of revise the story every couple months.
Well, because the story is changing every couple months, to be quite honest. You know, as a startup, any good startup is listening to their customers, listening to their users, and making iterations or changes to be able to, you know, grow and improve. And so, you know, every day, every week, every month, we are finding out something that's kind of changing the trajectory of the course. So
very well stated.
Yeah. For instance, you know, we were really focused on enterprise companies. And while we still are, we've identified that there's a need for, you know, startups and growth stage companies to have access to this talent and to work on these types of projects that they really care about and that are important. So we've added that, and that's a new, you know, inbound almost, you know, revenue stream.
It's so funny how that stuff works. It happened to us too. We're looking long term, looking at all these things, and all of a sudden the obvious idea was right in front of us. We just didn't know it. So you gotta change on a fly. And that's the key to being a successful startup, as you mentioned. Where do people go to learn more about WeSolve?
You can go to www.wesolve.co or www.wesolve.com.
Oh, you got them both.
We got them both.
You got them both. That's key. Stella, thank you as always. Thank you very much for taking the time to come on.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm Scott Catoon. You're listening to WGN Radio 720. We got to take a quick break to pay the bills, but we'll be back with my clean founder and CEO, Michael Scharf.